Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the privilege of being able to sit at your feet and learn from you. Teach us in your own way. In Jesus' precious name. God will say the big amen. Now would you jam those hands together for Jesus, and please do have your seats. I didn't tell you to go. Stay there. Please have your seats. Amen. Tell them, I say, neighbor, it's your season of the shift. Tell your other neighbor, say, my other neighbor, it's your season for the shift. You know, one of the things I love most about that song is a declaration of faith. That the things that your heart desires, your eyes will see it. That amen was not strong enough. Only one person had faith. One person right there had faith for it. Sometimes it sounds outrageous. Sometimes it sounds unbelievable what God can do. But trust me, this is your season of the shift in the name of Jesus. Your hands will handle what your heart desires. One of the testimonies that was most shocking for us happened last year, October. I mean, one of my testimony of the year. We had a lot of testimonies of God healing the sick, of God, you know, delivering the oppressed. But that testimony was very fast. There was a lady who was living with her sister. Her sister had been divorced. And so she was staying with her sister. And we're praying in the morning, 6 a.m. morning prayer. And I said by the word of knowledge that there's someone under the sound of my voice, you are afraid of marriage because the person you are living with had a terrible marriage experience. And because of that, it has affected your perspective of marriage so much so that you are not even thinking or you are not even expecting to get married. I said, but the word of the Lord for you is to be courageous. But the word of the Lord for the person you are staying with is that I will settle you before the end of this year. And that was October. She had no fiancé, no boyfriend. She was in no relationship. So if they ask, she was single like singlet. Amen. Single to stupor. Tap to say, neighbor, are you single to stupor? Amen. No boyfriend, no fiancé, no relationship, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that was October, and God said, I will settle you before the end of the year. Friends, I myself was shocked when I heard the testimony. The moment the word of the Lord went out, the Bible said, because that's chapter 55 verse 4, it said, my word that comes down to the earth like rain from heaven will never return back without fulfilling it. The moment the word came out, it went to work. In 6 weeks, she was married. 6 weeks. 6 weeks. She had no boyfriend. She had no fiancé. What happened? The moment the word went out, someone she had known many, many years ago just resurfaced. Somebody's going to resurface in your life this season. From nowhere, the word of God was searching for the person. Brought the person out. Kabato Shelly Brandahaya. The Bible says God spoke. He spoke. He said, I have commanded the ravens to feed you. The word of God can come like a command. The guy showed up. He was under compulsion. From nowhere. Said, please marry me. How?
So she was scared. Our sister who was in that prayer said, Kai, Pastor Philip said it. This is it. This is it. This is it. In 6 weeks, they were married. No boyfriend. You may not see rain this morning. You may not see wind, but I want to announce that your valley shall be filled with water. See what the Lord has. Will you see what the Lord has? What we waiting for has come. See what the Lord. Sing that song one more time. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord.
Will you bow your heads 1 minute and pray in the Holy Ghost. Memba ko shekete lebrando dobrosi etaya. Kela baka shada da brande legede di ashka. Libabo zovrende likete lebraka shila baba bataya. We call forth the seasons. We call forth the seasons. We call forth the seasons. We call forth the season. In Jesus' precious name, Jamdu Saints together celebrate Jesus. Amen. Let me celebrate by our musicians as they go take their seats. Amen. And please celebrate yourself for being church this morning. So we'll go right into God's word. My friend Manus was a blessing. Can you please help me celebrate him again? Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, Manus is my music director. He's my friend. He's my mentor. He's my life coach. Honestly, he's an amazing, amazing brother. Don't play with friends, like I said. It's like that friend that sticks close than the brother. Let me celebrate him again. Thank you, man of God. We're so blessed. He wants to hurry out, but I'm using style to stop him. Are you going somewhere? Where is bliss? Amen. I hear that Prosper is on his way. Is he here already? Let him come. All right, something's wrong. But I believe his backups and musicians are already in the house. Let's celebrate them. Thank you very much for coming. So I'll just share God's word briefly, and then we'll go into that atmosphere of intense worship. So get your hearts ready. I'm supposed to set your hearts ready for this. Worship is the time that God speaks. Elisha said, bring it down. He said, bring me a minstrel. And as she played, he says, thus says the Lord, you may not see rain. You may not see wind, but the valley shall be filled with water. Last week I spoke about the word. And now that you must take the word of God seriously this season. Bring out your notes. You must learn. Bring out your notes. If ask anybody, neighbor, do you have notes? Do you have Bible? Amen. What's that sound? Praise the Lord. Okay. I was preaching somewhere on Saturday. And I was showing them my Bible. My Bible is torn. Torn. You know, in, out, and all that. So I picked up my Bible. I was preaching, and I showed them. I said, welcome, man of God. Amen. Let's celebrate Mr. Prosper. It's good to have you in the house. Good morning, sir. So I showed them my Bible. I said, my Bible is torn. I didn't intend to show them that my Bible is torn. I wanted to show them something from my Bible, but I mistakenly opened to the torn page. So I said, sorry, my Bible is torn. I said, I need a new Bible. So I said that on Saturday, and by Thursday, I got a brand new Bible. So someone bought me a brand new Bible. Amen. I'm feeling like a man of God. Amen. All right. So I said to you last week that you must take the Word of God very seriously. For increase, the Word of God is his tool for increase. There's nothing that God wants to do in your life that he will not do by his Word. If you're not a student of God's Word, you have to ensure that this season you don't take God's Word don't take it casually. I said about Word, and then I talked about giving. That as misused and abused as giving is still one of God's most greatest tool to reaching out to his children and giving them resources. The principles of prosperity does not answer to prayer. You cannot pray to be blessed. You cannot pray. You have to open your heart and then you allow God to speak to you to give. I said that God will never leave you without a seed. Never leave you without a seed. A seed is your answer out of your situation. Everybody has a seed. The young boy had his lunch. He had nothing but his lunch. That was all that he had. The prophet's wife had nothing but a jar of oil. Peter had caught nothing all through the night, but he had his boat. His boat was a seed. Everyone has a seed. There is a grace for giving, and that's what you must expect from God this season. God must give you that grace. A lot of believers are believing God, but we have not learned that art of giving. We had our 5 days of acceleration, and we prayed and prayed. How many of you were part of those prayers? 5 days, we prayed and prayed and prayed. And on the fifth day, I had by instruction in my spirit that people shouldn't give offering until the last day. So I said everybody should give an offering on the last day, on the last day of the prayer. So everybody, you know, kept their offerings, and they prayed, and they believed God to speak to their hearts. And people gave their offerings on the last day, and they gave a lot. A lot of people gave a lot. People gave a lot. We had so much people giving. People even gave in foreign currencies. And people gave, and people gave, and people gave. And I gave. I also gave in foreign currency. I gave and I was excited. So, but when I saw what God has brought, and I was excited, I said, God, this money would sort a lot of problems in our church. But as I drove home that night, God said, don't touch that money. That money is a seed. You are going to resow it. Ah, I said, God, you know that we have a lot of things. We are just coming to a new venue. And there's so much we need to get done. God says, that money is a seed. I will never leave you without a seed. Your seed is your key out of your need. Don't leave me. That is key. Very critical. So as I drove up, I said, okay, Lord, allow me to remove the expenses of these meetings. Let's at least subtract the cost of diesel for the generator. Let's subtract the cost of, you know, internet and all that. And let's give you all that is left. God said, no. Everything, absolutely everything. So I said, Lord, where do I give it? I slept that night, and in my dream, I saw myself driving to a church with a seed in my hands. And we released our seeds. Every believer must have the ability to release your seed. Your seed is your key out of your need. I spoke about giving. I spoke about working. That God always blesses your work. God doesn't bless just your thoughts. He blesses your work. The Bible says, for whatever he does shall do what? Shall what? Whatever it does shall prosper. It is what you do that prospers, not what you give. So giving provides an opportunity for the blessing, but your work is the channel with which the blessing comes through. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16. Give it to me quickly. Proverbs 18 verse 16 and then Proverbs 22 verse 29. Proverbs 18 verse 16. Who was it? Proverbs 18 verse 16. It says, a man's gift. Someone say gift. Now, for many years, people are taught that gift was referring to talent. It was not talent. It's not the ability to sing or the ability to play the keyboard. A man's gift in that place is gift, what you gave. A man's gift. And I taught that in SLC before, that your gift can make room for you. Some people don't give anything. You don't give anything. No matter, even if you get a business, somebody opens a channel for business, you collect everything is profit. Everything is your own. Nothing comes out of your hand. Not even the person that connected you to the person that gave you the business. You just chop everything. Terrible life. My friend, the person that barbs my hair,
He barbed the hair of one of the biggest lawyers in Nigeria. I mean, the biggest lawyers. He has a big mansion here in Metama. The man called him to barb his hair, and he barbed his hair. And this, my barber is a very amazing barber. But after 2 years, the man had not called him back. So I said, are you sure? What happened? He said he went to barb the man's hair. I said, what did the man say? Did the man not like your hair? He said, no, on the contrary, he really liked my hair. I said, so what happened? I said, how did you get the job? He said, it was the gate man that called me that the man needed a barber and that the man's barber was out of town or something. So the man's barber had traveled out of Nigeria or something. Like, I can't remember. But the man's barber is not available anymore. So he needed a new barber. So the gate man called you and you went and said, yes. So how much did the man pay? He said, the man paid me 10,000 naira. I said, how much do you normally charge? I said, I charge about 6,000 for, or maybe 6 or 7,000. I can't remember how much he was going to charge. I said, so the man said, he doesn't pay that much, but because he really liked how you barbed, he gave you that 10,000. I said, so what did you give the gate man? He said, nothing. I said, the gate man called you with his credit. That his boss needs a new barber. And you went inside. You collected 10,000. You did not give anything. I said, the next time the man asks of you, the gate man will say, you are dead. As you were going, trailer, damn you. You are gone. You can never, that's how life is. You don't learn because a man's gift will make room for him. So when you give, it creates room for you. The Bible says a man's gift to me. Give that scripture one again. The man's gift will make room for him. A man's seed will give room for him and bring him before great men. A man's gift makes room for him. So your giving will make room for you. But give me Proverbs 22 verse 29. Proverbs 22 verse 29. If your gift or your seed or your giving makes room for you, your diligence makes you stand in that room. So you have people who have seeds, who have given, and they are not good at their job. So even though doors were open, they got into those opportunities, and because they did a shoddy job, they messed up those opportunities and lost it. Diligence is where the channel for blessing comes through. God expects you to be diligent in your work. If you are a singer, be a diligent singer. If you are a carpenter, be a diligent carpenter. That's where the blessing of God flows through. The next one is speaking. Speaking. Proverbs 18 verse 20 and 21. Proverbs 18 verse 20 and verse 21. Give it to me, chap. Proverbs 18 verse 20, verse 21. Speaking. God created the entire world with his words. Entire world. God created the entire world with his words. Everything you see today was created by God's word. And when God was going to create man, man is the only creature that God made with his hands. Why? Because man is the only creature that would be like God. Why? Man is another creature that will create his world with his words. So the first assignment God gave to Adam was to name the animals by his words. Everything Adam named it, that was what it is. Name, words, powerful. That's the most powerful thing you heard, your words. The Bible says here that a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his leaves shall he be filled. Verse 21, quickly. A man's belly shall be filled. It says, and death and life are where? Can you speak it loud? Death and life are not in the power of Satan. Death and life are in the power of God. Power of the tongue. I said that those that love it shall eat the fruit. Death is in your tongue. Life is in your tongue. Death is in your tongue. If your Christian life is dying, is in your tongue. If your financial life is dying, is in your tongue. If your financial life is leaving, is your health is leaving, is in your tongue. Death and life are in the tongue. If your kidneys are dying, somebody has been speaking more death than life. Pastor, but I didn't speak death at all. I didn't speak death and I didn't speak life either. So I asked God that question, Lord, what if I don't say anything? What if I don't say negative? And I don't say positive. I don't say life. I don't say death. What happens? God says, okay, what are you doing? And incidentally, I was driving to the office that morning. I said, I'm driving to my office. He said, that's fantastic. Take your hands off the steering. I said, Lord, why? He said, don't turn right. Don't turn left. I said, this car's going to drive straight to the ditch. He said, that's exactly what happens to you if you don't put your tongue right behind the wheel of your life. Circumstances around you will wheel you into the ditch. Not speaking life is speaking death. There's no middle ground. Did you get that? Speak life. Life and death. Speak life. God says this is your year of the more and more and more and more and more. Say it over and over. It becomes real to you. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall what we establish. No matter what God has promised you, if those words don't come out of your mouth, it will not come to pass. I mean it. For 25 years, God said to Abraham, 25 years, Abraham, you are father of many nations. His name was Abraham, not Abraham. 25 years, Abraham, you are a father. I'll give you a child through your wife, Sarah. Nothing happened. Nothing happened for 25 years. God was saying it. Nothing happened for 25 years. The year that God changed the name of Abraham to Abraham from Abraham. And he had to, with his own mouth, introduce himself to people that I am the father of many nations. I am the father. On that same year, he had his child, Isaac. Because now it was coming from his own mouth. The word of God from the mouth of God alone cannot be established. I just ruined your theology. The word of God alone in the mouth of God cannot be established in your life. Once has the Lord spoken, I was the one that said it the other time. Yeah, that's why I had it twice. If not, there will be no power in my life. There will be no power in my life. In the matter of two or three, the word is established. Your words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Jesus said, I would only say what I hear my father say. I would only say, if I don't hear my father say it, I will not say it. I will only let them say anything. I don't care. It's only what the word of God says. Jesus says, it's only what my father say, I will say. Your words are very, very powerful. When we started pastoring, my wife is a witness. I'm telling this critically. When we started pastoring 2 years ago. It's going to be 3 years this year. This church is 3 years old this year. Hallelujah. People will say, pastors used to suffer. I refuse it. I say it takes time. I say I refuse it. Look around. So wait. I want to tell you what happened. When I sit in a meeting and there are pastors talking about how terrible pastoring is, how difficult, I will carry my Bible and walk away. I don't sit down. Bible says you will not sit in the seat of discomfort. You think scornful is unrighteous? Go and check the meaning of scornful. It's not unrighteous. There's people who are scorners. This thing doesn't work, I beg. There's nothing, forget that one. Only God knows what they are doing. They're scorners. The word works. The word works. So on my wardrobe in my house, I had pasted the pictures of Bishop David Udepo, Pastor Paul Eneche, Reinhard Bonnke. I looked at a massive crowd. Anybody that has a massive crowd, I snapped the picture. I put on my, and I was feeding my eyes. I was feeding my eyes. It became my reality. It was too difficult to convince me that I would suffer as a pastor. It was difficult. People say, okay, how can you start a church? If you want to start a church, you're supposed to go to a place where human beings, you know, maybe stay, start in a community where people are living. We started our church in the city. There was no house 10 kilometers left, right, front, back. There was nobody living. People came from Zuba to Central Area. When I had Bishop Abiyu said people were coming from Benue to Goshen. He told me people were coming from Benue to Goshen on Sunday morning. People will come from Madala to Goshen. People were leaving Lekki to Canaan land. I said there's no people come from everywhere. Are you following my point? So I started speaking it. My finances do not go down. I don't care with the government. I have a separate economy. My finances is different. So I kept saying it. The word of God must come out of your mouth. Listen to me. No matter how great God's intent for your life is, if it's not coming out of your own mouth, it will not come to pass. There are believers who are very lazy. They expect things to happen by themselves. They don't say it. And that's why you have sown seeds. If you have sown seeds and you are not watering the seeds, it's your speaking that waters the seed. Have you wondered why you sow seed and there's no harvest? You sow seed and you didn't water it. So your seed died. Speak life to your health. Speak life to your body. Speak life. Everything around you has ears. Listen to me. Everything was created with words. And because everything was created with words, everything responds to words, including your liver. Everything. I am telling you categorically because I've been there. Share the story before in SLC. How that my father died of diabetes. Died at the age of 57. Miserable death. And about 4 years ago, I started noticing that there were sugar ants in my house toilet. Sugar ants means that there's somebody whose urine is sugary. Are you following my point? Are you following me? Can you hear me? So when I saw that in my office, in my house toilet, I got to my office toilet. I started noticing that in my office toilet too, there were sugar ants. So in the mouth of two toilets, a word is established. What is Satan saying? You have diabetes. You're going to end like your father ended. I'm going to snap your life out. And that's what he was telling me. But I kept quiet in my heart. Faith is not silent. I wish I had time to preach this, but I'm going to preach on faith in one of these months. Faith is never quiet. There's nothing I'm doing now that I did not shout it from the beginning. Femi is there. I said, we are going to... I said, SLC members will have private jets. I will be choosing. They will be fighting. Pastor, it was Dallas when you flew last time. It's my turn. I say, okay, you know what we'll do? Bring God the 8 jets. Let one person enter each jet. One jet for one person. Amen. You didn't say big amen. So we said it. We said it. So one day I was in the office and my colleague came out of the toilet. He said, ha, these sugar ants, we are seeing in this toilet. One of us have problem. Oh. And anybody who that person is, if you check your toilet at home, the sugar ants will be there too. Somebody said, that must be you. I got up in fury, walked into the toilet, and I looked at the ants and said, oh, ants! Hear the voice of the Lord. Be scattered, never gather again. Why was I talking to ants? Jesus Christ spoke to trees. Jesus Christ spoke to the wind, spoke to a storm. Jesus Christ spoke to a deaf boy. He said, Ephata. He was speaking to someone that was deaf. I was asking the Lord in my study, why are you talking to someone that is deaf? He will not hear. Jesus told me that the spirit of deafness is not deaf. The spirit of deafness can hear. Everything has ears to hear. I came back to my house toilet, spoke to the ants. Get out of this house in the name of Jesus. It's been 4 years now. They never gathered anymore. I never went for a check. Why? I spoke words. Words. Words are powerful. This is your season not to be quiet. When we begin to worship God this evening, this morning, you need to open your mouth and speak. Words are powerful. Words are the only way. The Bible says this book of the law must not depart of your mouth, but you shall always, always meditate. Do not give voice to your fear. Listen to me. Listen to me. Your problems are waiting on your voice. The Bible says, take no thoughts. Eh? Take no thoughts saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What did he say? Take no thoughts saying. Those thoughts in your heart are not thoughts. They are projected from Satan. You will die. You will die. You think they are thoughts. They are not thoughts. Somebody is speaking to you. The Bible says, take no thoughts saying. It is when you give voice to those thoughts that they come alive. Yea, this must be also. You have given life to that thing. Everything you feel in your body today are all offers of Satan. Do you like how to, you like to have some cancer? You like to have some diarrhea? I don't know whether you mind some liver problem there. All the things you feel in your body are what you call symptoms are offers. Satan is throwing something at you. You are going to either refuse it or accept it. Are you following my point? There's a way to accept and there's a way to refuse. When you open your mouth, you refuse it with your mouth. I refuse. The Bible says those that are righteous will say continually. You say it, say it, say it, say it. Jesus Christ spoke and spoke, spoke to everything. Spoke to demons. Spoke. I end this testimony. I shared it before. Some of us might have heard it. Some of us may have not heard it before. Story about my father-in-law. My father was involved in a ghastly accident. Ghastly accident. Was having his early morning exercise and a car hit him. Hit his head. His phone fell off. Was going to pick up his phone from the floor. And the car hit his head. And his head hit the floor. Hit his head. That's the first impact. His head hit the third road. He lost about 5 of his teeth instantly. By the time they were going to call me, I was in the office. He was at a Asoke Hospital. He was almost gone. His head was twisted like this. When I saw him, first words are important.
If you are not sure of what to say, keep short. If you say yepa, or you say I'm gone, or I'm finished, or temiba me, all those things that you say playfully, you see, you are dealing with a legalistic Satan. Satan doesn't take what you say as you mean it. He takes it as you said it. If you say I'm dead, he takes it like that. Say, but I was just joking. Satan said, do I look like a joke to you? I came all the way from air fire to do this. You think I'm here to joke? We are born in here. Which joke? I'm here for business. I'm here for business. So right there, I said nothing, but I was meditating and was saying, no, this cannot be it. No, this cannot be it. And my wife was called. My wife got to the hospital. You know, my wife didn't say anything. She was just looking at me. Because other people's children, other people's parents, I prayed for them. And they got healed. Say, this one, there's no house for you. You know the problem with the healing is that when I pray for you and you don't get healed, is your problem. Really? You know it's your problem. Because I'm going home. Really? No, sincerely. If you don't get healed, I say thy faith made thee whole. If thou hast not whole, then thou hast no faith. Really. But see, I can do that for an outsider, but this one, I have no house. If this man does not come back, that's the truth. So I said, Lord, what do we do? And I had God clearly. Take him to Guagalada. Now, I've never been to Guagalada before. I've never been there. I've not been there at the hospital. I don't know what they have or what they don't have. So I said, the Holy Ghost said we should take him to Guagalada. My wife was with me all throughout that period. When they took him into the ambulance, the man was unconscious. His head was twisted. There was blood everywhere with his teeth bleeding and everything. And with a doctor's report to corroborate it. Severe head injury. Check for brain or skull fracture. He wrote it like that. And you see, you are looking at a man who is unconscious and a report to corroborate the situation is enough to take away your faith. The Bible says, why we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that cannot be seen are eternal. So I took my eyes off that man, took my eyes off the report, and I look upon the hills from whence my help will come. We entered the ambulance and we're going straight to Guagalada. All my friends were calling me, my doctor friends. There is no brain scanning machine in Guagalada. Why are you taking this man there? There is no brain. There were doctors. They had practiced in Abuja, some of them for practice for about 10 years. There is no brain scanning machine in Guagalada. Bring him back to Maitama. Bring him back to Garrick Hospital. I said, but the Holy Ghost said, take him to Guagalada. It's a level of peace that you have in the midst of storms that you can even hear God clearly. You see, that peace, you need it right in your heart. In the midst of that kind of storm, this man is unconscious. This man could be dying. But yet God said, take him to Guagalada. Who do you know in Guagalada? Nobody. But the Holy Ghost said, take him to Guagalada. So when all of them tried and I wouldn't change my mind, my wife was looking at me. You must know what you are doing. You know, just don't allow me to. You know, we are here together. For 90 minutes, I grabbed this man's head. Iko makuku bolukuta. Ikikum blunuku blunuku blunia. There is nothing wrong with your head. 90 minutes. Saying the same thing. The righteous will say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. They say it continually. They say, same thing. There is nothing wrong with your head. There is nothing. Bleeding, still unconscious. There is nothing wrong with your head. When we got to Guagalada, they brought him out of the ambulance. First miracle, there was a brand new brain scanning machine that they just brought from Germany. Nobody knows, only the Holy Ghost. Brand new Tierra. And they were doing a free brain scan test for everyone that week. Everyone free. First testimony. They put him in the brain scan machine and checked him. Everywhere was broken. His hands broken. His legs broken. His hips broken. His thigh broken. Only the head was untouched. Only the head. So I said, Lord, what happened? He said, you were talking only to the head. You were speaking only to the head. He said, I framed the world with my words. A man's bone cannot be a problem.
I frame the words. I frame everything you can see today with my words. A man's bones cannot be a problem. Your words are life. Your words are life. Your words are life. Your words are life. This is not the time to join them to talk about sakpa. This is not the time to join them and talk about how things are bad. This is not that you leave those company. You leave them. You have an economy that they don't know about. Your supply is from heaven. No matter how dry it is, the Bible says you will grow like a tender plant out of a dry ground. Your case is different. Everybody may go down, but your case, it says when they say there's a casting down, you say there's a lifting up. That's your story. That's your testimony. That's your testimony. Don't join them this year. We don't care what the political agenda is. Jesus Christ says, I have a meat that you don't know about. I have a meat. We turn water to bread. We turn it to anything. Whatever happens, we turn it. There is no scarcity in this kingdom. But you must use your mouth. You see, when you speak, there's vapor. You know that? So when you speak, that vapor is the rain on your seed. That's why your seed must not be dry. You are speaking continually. Ah, you can't stop me from speaking. If you sit down with me, your head will almost blow. I said, listen to me. We are going to pray. We are going to preach in the moon. Marius is my friend. I will be honest for you. I say it. There's nothing that we are seeing now that I have not said. And we are going to see many things. When we are going home, one day, me and my wife, we are going home. And we saw the video of how that the Oedipo was building 100-seater auditorium. 100,000-seater. I was looking at my phone. I said, I'm going to do this. She said, my wife, eh? I said, yes. We are going to do this. She said, yes. And I switched up my phone and said, the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For there's no respect of persons with God, whether they be Greek or Hebrew or Jew. The same Lord, for in every nation, every color, he that fears him and works righteousness is acceptable with him. The same Lord is the same in UK, same in Europe, same on the mountain, same in the valley. If he did it for Abraham, he would do it for me. He said, look at Abraham, your father. I called him alone and I blessed him. I didn't call him with a crowd. I called him alone and I blessed him. But your words must align with his word. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot be saying contrary to what God says. The Bible says you shall have what you say, not what God says. You know it now. You shall have what you say, not even what you pray. Some people saying is destroying their praying. So after praying for hours, they come out and begin to say contrary to what they have already prayed about. That's why your prayers are not getting answered. Because your saying is destroying it. You must come out of your prayer place with confessions. Confessions. This is my year. My year of more. I'm having abundance of all things. I live in luxury. I was saying in his right hand, there are pleasures. There's no way you want to spiritualize pleasure. Pleasure is pleasure. You cannot fast and say this is pleasure. It must be. You get my point? And they're in his right hand. In his right hand. God wants you to live right like that. Rise on your feet. You open your big mouth and begin to speak. Everything that your heart desires. This season, your season of your shift. Ika, Nenda, Mando, Kibra, Teha. I don't lack any good thing. Inana Mande, Koko, Shiga, Baba, Batiata. I don't lack. Open your mouth. Child of God, I'm not going to do this for you. I don't lack any good thing. I have abundance of all things. Ilegedegedegede. Engambam Brandosi. I have abundance of all things. I see multitudes and in gathering, men, women, children, everybody comes to me. It says, my children are coming from afar. My gates are ever opened. Pray, Kato, Sika, Mambra, Keta, Rade, Shika. Come on. Child of God, this is your moment. Lift your voice and speak what you desire. Speak health to your body. Say, my kidneys come alive, my liver come alive, my heart come alive, my blood come alive, my brain come alive. Ilaka indandambata and kombabondolabodolabototo rikabado shikiata. I declare today that things are working for my good. The path is opening for me. The lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Ilada bababota rekabashigabata.
Rakabaya, Embrambam Brandeta, Rakabababashigabata, Ekabababatosia. I declare life, life on my walk with God. My prayer life comes alive. My study life comes alive. My spirit is alive. Ilabababababababa, Embrambatoshikataya, Erakabababatia, Embrosute Bakatelikite. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You want to pray? You want to pray? You want to pray? You want to pray? Child of God, speak to your academics. My academics come alive. My brain, I have the mind of Christ. I don't struggle to understand. I don't struggle to study. I don't struggle to retain what I have studied. In the name of Jesus, I am excellent. I am 10 times better than my contemporaries. In the name of Jesus, Ijaka Batalabata, Embambo Kokosa, Pa. Pray, 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 pray. I give you 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes, declare. Two more minutes. Call it forth. Call forth your finance. Call forth your husband. Come on. Call forth your wife. Call forth your baby. Say, my baby, come. My baby, I call you forth. My husband, I call you forth. My wife, I call you forth. My finance, I call you forth. I call you forth. Ilako shika mangata yabataya. Embram bram bram brake rakata labakosi. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? In ledededediosha ikabata. In this city, in the city, I will plant vineyards. I will build houses. In the name of Jesus, I will travel abroad, all expense paid. Inando dododosha, raka babata, mekla nande kata jate mamba iko suka ika mandeka raka babababashita. I call it forth. 1 more minute, child of God. 1 more minute. 1 more minute. 1 more minute. I'm giving you 1 more minute to call forth your heart desires. Call it forth. Call it forth. Favor. I'm favored in the city. I'm favored in the field. I'm favored in my job. I'm favored in my business. I'm favored at home. Things are working for me. Things are working on my behalf. Everywhere I go, my name works for me. My face works for me. My looks works for me. More seconds. You're going to enter a worship in this atmosphere. You enter worship with this same atmosphere. With this same atmosphere. As you're speaking, you're going to crown it with worship. You're going to crown it with worship. As you speak, you crown your speaking with worship. I call forth my abundance. I call forth my abundance. I call forth my abundance. Come on.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.